Okay. This is the October 22nd open meeting of the Pacifica National Board. We're starting at 10:18 Eastern Time. I'll ask our Secretary, Afia Wangaza, to call the roll.
Shram Agnir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Wanzawa.
Here.
John O'Brien. Leslie Radford.
Here.
Summer Reese. Rico Ross. Joe Crozier.
Yeah, here.
Alberto Luera.
I'm here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
I might have to use your Skype.
Kimry Orendoff.
On your phone.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett. Isia Wangaza, present. We have a quorum. Bill, would you continue taking time, please?
This is Summer.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, so the first item is agenda approval. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Summer?
Campbell Johnson for staff.
Was that a change, or you were just announcing you were here?
Oh, no, I'd like to be on staff also, please.
Okay, you're first, then Campbell.
Point of information, sir.
Yes.
Tell me what time is this meeting supposed to end, sir, officially?
It's supposed to end at 11:30 Eastern Time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, am I back?
Yes, we have a little bit more than an hour.
Okay, thank you. I would request the removal. I did send my objection earlier to the inclusion of a report on the KPFK General Manager Search Committee in open session as being inappropriate, and also I do not recall that type of request being made of any of the other search committees in New York, Washington, D.C., or Berkeley, so I would ask it to be removed from the agenda.
Sorry, can you hear?
I couldn't hear nothing.
Summer would like to have removed the KPFK GM search committee from the agenda. I've had an email back and forth with Summer. The information that's needed can be gotten from Arlene. She now has it, and I'll ask her to forward it to the board. I have no objection to removing
also.
It.
This is a confidential process, and the other three stations have not been asked to forward to.
As I said in my email to you, they were in fact asked, and
well,
two
I
of them
haven't
responded.
Seen it as a board member. So if you are again getting information that's not being shared with
no,
the board,
this was through your LSB chair. If your LSB chair didn't forward the information, didn't forward the request, I'm really not responsible for that.
Well, I received nothing from anyone except for Arlene and Ahmad, whom I've communicated with, who are the appropriate parties.
This is not a question of blame. I'm just telling you what happened.
I understand. Well, if you would please also forward a copy of such request to me, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Is there any objection to removing the KPFK GM search committee from the agenda?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Campbell.
Yes. Under number six, new business, there's a motion to amend the recalcitrant LSB motion, which just came out this afternoon, and I would ask that would be removed.
It's Skype.
Campbell?
I did not become a soprano all of a sudden.
We couldn't hear you, Campbell.
And the second thing that I would ask would be that the discussion of the election process be removed until we have the National Election Supervisor on the line.
Okay, we can only do one at a time.
I beg your
pardon. What is the first thing that Campbell asked? It was obscured by the
phrase. You are not expected to be asking questions of Campbell. If you wish to be recognized, ask me to be recognized. Campbell has the floor. He has just made a motion. Is there a second for it?
In the middle of all this yelling, I'd just like to say Sean is on the call.
Point of information?
Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Yes? What's your point of information?
I believe what she was saying is we couldn't really hear the first part of what Campbell had said as his motion. If you just
I was asking him to repeat it.
Thank
his
you.
Motion, as I understand it, is to
remove.
Okay, you say what it is, Campbell.
Thank you, Campbell.
Yes. To remove Roman numeral 6, C and D. C is the motion to amend the Recalstern LSB motion, which was only received this afternoon, late this afternoon. And D is the motion, is the discussion of the election process. And in this regard, we don't, I believe, have the National Election Supervisor on the line. And I think it should be removed until such time as we do. So that's all.
We can do one at a time.
Okay, the first one would be Recalstern LSB.
Let me say that we're not going to get to them this evening anyway with their position that they are. However, it's in order to remove it. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to removing the motion to amend the Recalcitrant LSB motion from the agenda? We'll go back on
again. Point of information.
Week. Yes.
Point of information about that.
Yes.
Was that to remove the whole question of amending the recalcitrant, or was that to remove an amendment that Sean O'Brien proposed adding to the other?
Well, the motion there is from Bill Crozier. So it's to remove his motion. He forwarded earlier today what that motion would be. This has been on the agenda actually since the in-person meeting, but it wasn't fleshed out. So
it was originally by Rico. It was originally by Rico.
That's correct. That's correct. That's the motion that's in front of us.
Point of information, George. This is Leslie.
Yes, go ahead.
I was still talking. I'm sorry.
Might I bring a point of order then? It seems to me like if the issue is going to be on there, we can't rule out any amendments that come forward as we discuss it. That's not
what he's saying. He says he doesn't want to consider it on this agenda. He doesn't want to be brought to the floor on this agenda. Is that correct, Campbell?
That's correct, because we just got it.
Okay, I believe that's a motion to objecting to the consideration of the motion.
Yes.
It requires 2/3.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Could I please be sent an agenda that is not in yellow? It is impossible.
Have been sent agendas which are not in yellow. That was a much earlier version, and there were some sent out just before the meeting. There were some sent out at 4:34, which have.
I've got change to executive agenda. We are now in open session, sir.
I'm talking about the open session agenda.
Okay, I'm looking. Hold on, I'm looking.
No. George, this is Leah.
Yes.
I would like to be looked at. I did a lot of background.
Just a moment. What's on the floor is a motion, is an objection to the consideration of the motion to amend the recalcitrant LSB motion. That's not debatable, and it's not amendable.
May I please
finish saying what needs to be said here? Thank you. We need to go to a vote on that. It requires 2/3. Sophia, would you take
George.
The role, please?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Sophia?
Please, George, point of information.
Yeah, George, hold on. George,
Points of information are in order. Hold on is not. What's your point of information, Leslie?
Does this motion permanently remove it from the agenda or just displace it until our next agenda?
It displaces it till our next agenda.
Thank you.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Yes?
I have been through all my emails. I am looking. I have an agenda that I cannot read. I would like to have an agenda in black, in simple black and white, sent out so that I may know what is going on in this session. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Was sent out at least twice. Would somebody else please forward it to him?
Please.
Is there any other points of information?
Yes, there's one from Alonzo.
Alonzo?
Yeah, would someone send me it also in black? Because mine's also in yellow.
Okay.
And so is the last one.
Rico, can I be heard?
You can, Rico. You're muffled, but you can be heard.
I have a point of information.
Yes?
The removal, is that my amendment or the Sean's amendment to my amendment?
It removes the whole question from the agenda for tonight.
Thank you.
Would you please take the roll, Althea?
Okay. Shram Agmir?
Aye.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Okay, yes.
Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Joe Wanzala? Sean O'Brien?
Pass.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Abstain.
Rico Ross? Bill Crozier?
Abstain. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Alberto Luera?
I might as well say yes to.
Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
Mia Bediaco?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Jennifer Jager?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
Pass.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kemery Orendoff? Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett? Isia Wangaza? No. Okay. Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Shram Agmir?
Thanks.
Okay, so one, two.
Wait a minute. Sean passed, and the reason Sean passed is because he can't read it because it's in yellow.
You have the wrong one. It's not in yellow on any version that's the right agenda.
Well, three other people got it that way, George, so please understand that though you think it went out and we got it, we didn't. I'm not here to play games. I can't understand what's going on because I can't read a yellow agenda, sir.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what's at stake. There's a motion to amend
that's not good enough, sir. Excuse me. With all due respect, Mr. Chair, that's not good enough.
Sean, I'm sorry, but your problem with not having a copy, which was sent out earlier to most of the board, and most of the board has copies, and I've asked people to send it to you, does not prevent us from moving forward. I can tell you what the motion is. if you can't read it in yellow, which sounds amazing to me that you can't read it in yellow, but perhaps you can. I'll read to you what the motion is that's
really
on the floor.
I resent this, George. There are three or four other members that are also concerned about this, and because we raise a legitimate concern, which is a proper point of privilege, you are now yelling at me and telling me that you're going to tell me what it says. I'm sorry, George. That's not good enough. With all due respect, sir.
Okay, we will. What would you like to do,
Point
Board?
Of order. Point
would
of order.
Would you like to wait until he gets one? So someone sends him one.
Point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead.
You know what? The whole agenda.
We're talking
about a motion. I can't read the rest of the agenda.
Yeah,
sir.
Right. What's the point of order?
May we just ask that if one of the members, is there someone who can say affirmatively that they have the open session agenda in black and are sitting in front of a computer? And could someone tell
us? I think I just sent it to everybody.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, sir. That's
that.
All. Thank you.
I already asked people to do that.
But someone specific, because it seems to have not happened. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes?
May I suggest that the member select the font and change the color?
I got it. Don't worry. I got it. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
Can we continue with the vote? Where are we?
We're waiting for Sean to vote.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, 1, 2,
I don't even have time to read it.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yeses. zero noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion passes. It is removed from the agenda. You objected to the consideration of D, discussion of election process in the PNB. That's also not debatable. Thea, would you take the roll on that?
I'm sorry. There were two noes on that motion. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Was this also just removing it from this evening's agenda but not tabling it? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Rico?
If we're not going to get both these votes anyway,
I agree with you, but the motion was placed, and we're going to take a vote on it. Go ahead, Afia. Please take the roll.
Strom, Agnew.
Okay. Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Abstain.
Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Like this minute.
Joe Wanzala. Sean O'Brien.
Abstain.
Leslie Radford. Can't hear you, Leslie. Summer Reese.
This is Leslie, and I'm passing. I'm sorry.
Summer Reese.
Abstain.
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
I will abstain on this one.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
Pass.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimmery Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
Pass.
Jim Bennett.
Sounds like somebody's in a bus.
Literally or figuratively?
Literally.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Yes. Seeing that we don't have an ES on the call.
Alonzo Brown.
Abstain.
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
And Isia Abstain. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3 noes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 abstentions.
So there were how many yeses, Afia?
5.
5 to 3? 5 yes. Yeses, 3 noes? Okay, the motion fails. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Yes, I have a change.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Just a moment. Alex?
I'd like the item discussion on the elections to be the first item after we pass the agenda.
Okay. You mean you want it ahead of committee reports or ahead of unfinished business or ahead of approval of the minutes?
You can right after approval of the minutes.
Right after approval of the minutes. Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we'll put it right after approval of the minutes. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Yes. Am I next or was Nia next?
No, you're... I thought it was Afia.
I know that George, that you keep sending me emails about the Yvonne Dooley commemoration, and I just began to get responses back. And what people are doing are sending me articles that were done when he passed on October 12th, 2006. So I need to be able to go through them and to consolidate them. And I would ask that we postpone it until I am able to do that, which I will do immediately upon my return in November.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, we will put it back on the agenda when I hear from you after you come back.
Thank you.
Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Nia, George. Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. I would like to add the next meeting date. When will the next meeting date?
Well, it's not on there. We haven't decided. We can decide it just before the end of the meeting. We'll do that just before the end of the meeting.
There's a lot of noise.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Yeah, please,
some background
please.
Noise.
There is some background noise, and there.
Do you have point of information?
The thing is the affiliate election.
Get your point of information. Finish what you're saying, Nia.
The affiliate election process. I had asked if I put on there.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite make it out. Would you say it again?
The affiliate election process. I gave it 7 days notice for that.
Well, I thought it was kind of moot. I was going to, in my chair's report, say what had been done with the affiliates' agenda, with the affiliates' election, which is that Ursula sent out the notice. The election will occur on, we have to get back to nominations by November 15th. The election will be done after that, and that the applications will be sent to Christine Niera in the national office. Was there more to that that you wanted on the agenda?
Would you speak into your telephone?
Yeah,
everybody's talking, so
instruct the director to speak into the phone?
I was about to do that. Please, I really don't need the coaching from the rest of the folks there. We'll go a lot faster if you let me deal with people as they're on the floor. Nia, it isn't just the people in the background. Your phone is kind of muffled. You're very low.
Okay. I have my mouth written on it. So, I mean, you guys can hear me before, so I don't know what's happening. Talk about the process. You're supposed to make up the ballots.
The process for the ballots. Okay, I will put it on. If it's all right, we don't have to do this for a bit. I'll put it on new business for the next meeting. Is that all right? Or we can discuss it when we get to the coordinating committee report, if you wish.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
George?
Point of information.
Okay, point of information, Sean. Just a minute, Andrew.
I take note that this was supposed to end at 11:30 Eastern time. It's now got to be what, 11:45? And I'm just wondering.
No, it's 10:45.
Oh, is it 10:45 over there? Am I looking? Well,
okay. It's 10:45 Eastern time.
Oh, I apologize. Then my clock must be off. I'll have to check that.
Mm-hmm. Andrea?
Yeah. My motions, will they be on the next agenda?
Yes.
Under new business?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. When our point of information, when's our next meeting?
Well, that was Nia's question, too. We'll set that at the end of the meeting. I'll leave a few minutes to set the time for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, I don't think we actually have any open minutes, open agenda, open meeting minutes. Is that correct, Afia, or do we?
That is correct.
Okay. So the next item of business, as in accordance with the changed agenda, is the discussion of the election process. This is the discussion. We don't have any motion on the floor. That's anyone want to say something about it?
Alex on the stack.
Okay. Alex, go ahead.
Okay. I want to bring to the board's attention the situation of the WPI staff election. It's unfortunate that the National Election Supervisor is not on a call. I was hoping she'd be on a call so that I could ask a few pertinent questions. However, the following facts seem to be pretty clear. Number one, the WBI staff election was extended after the original due date. The reason given for the extension at that time was that we did not make quorum. That subsequently turned out that we actually had made quorum by the original due date. We now heard from an email from the National Election.
Just a minute, Alex. There's some background noise. It's loud. It sounds like cans being banged around, something like that. Please, if you've got noise in your background, mute your phone. Go ahead, Alex.
We're now being told by the National Election Supervisor that the real reason why the due date was...
Just a minute, Alex. Would whoever's speaking in the background please stop it? Go ahead, Alex.
There weren't time for him.
Okay. Well, we had that many interruptions. Take another minute, Alex.
Okay. The reason we're given now is that some staff members did not get ballots. That is not a valid reason for extending the due date. In any case, it seems that the election supervisor has been determining on what basis, I don't know, who is staff and who is not, and ignoring the list of staff that were compiled by the general manager. It seems to be nobody could be considered staff unless the general manager knows those people are staff. So I would like to make a motion that the when the ballots, that we strongly recommend that when the ballots are tabulated for the WBR staff election, then only those ballots that were returned by the original due date be counted, subsequent ballots be discarded, and furthermore, that only those ballots from the original staff list that was compiled by the general manager be considered valid.
Second.
Okay, so...
point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Campbell?
Yes, I think that this is getting down into the weeds of what the National Election Supervisor's job is, and we're looking at making a recommendation to the National Election Supervisor without having any particular information, just one person's indication of a problem, and I think that this is really rather inappropriate and improper for us to undertake this.
Well, you made it as a point of order. We've been making these kinds of recommendations before. What you were saying about not having any background information is a reason to vote against it, but I think it's in order to make a recommendation to the National Election Supervisor.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think that the job of the National Election Supervisor is one thing, and that they're supposed to be independent. This doesn't look like it's, really providing any independence or valid recommendation.
Well, let me speak
Sean
to that.
Stack.
We can't tell the National Election Supervisor what to do. We have in the past made recommendations. We've let her know what we think ought to be done. She can ignore it. We made one at the very last meeting with regard to the staff election at KPFA. There's no reason why we can't make such a recommendation. It doesn't have the force of... She doesn't have to do it. So I think the motion is in order. Whether, you want to do it on the basis of what you know now, that's another matter. So that's my ruling.
Staff.
If you want to appeal the ruling of the chair, you're welcome to. Okay. So let's see. So I heard a point of it. I'm sorry, Sean. Was that information? What was that?
No, I just want to get on the stack whenever
just
appropriate.
On the stack. Okay. So I heard Sean, and then I heard
Mia.
Summer. Was there anybody else in between?
Mia.
Rico.
Mia and Rico. Okay. Okay. Sean. So 2 minutes apiece on this.
No problem. This is why we, in the motion, the last recommendation, we tried to expand the dialogue and the concerns to cover the whole network. I'm very concerned with what I see coming out of New York, but I'm also concerned with the staff elections in KPFK, because there is the appearance that a number of these quote-unquote collectives, padded their lists. I don't even believe that the lists were properly vetted. We're looking at that more. So I'd like to make a recommendation to the NES that we redo all the staff elections across the board, because it looks like we're having problems in Berkeley. We're having problems in New York. It's looking like we've got problems in L.A. So I'd like to amend this recommendation to say they should redo all of the staff elections across the network.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take that as a I think it's a substitute motion.
Yeah.
Because it contradicts what Alex is saying in terms of what ballots should be counted and what shouldn't.
Yeah.
It is, however, in order. If there's a second.
Second.
Okay. So you may discuss either Alex's original motion or Sean's substitute. And on that basis, I'm going to continue with the stack, which is Nia.
Summer.
Alex
on the
stack.
Summer,
well, I asked the people who came in before you, Summer, and Nia and Rico both said that they did.
That's
and Leslie to the stack, please.
Okay. Nia, Rico, Summer, then Leslie.
And
thank
Alex.
You.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
Tracy
to
the stack
to the stack, too.
I'm sorry, Andrea?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tracy, please.
And Tracy. Okay. Nia.
Yeah. If my memory serves me correctly, it was an in-person meeting in New York, where I guess because everything was so calm, that's why I can also remember this, was that it was 40% of the people that were on the list that was submitted in August that didn't get ballots, the staff ballots at WBAI. So I'm a little confused as to what Alex said. I want him to explain it, but I just want to make sure that people remember that over that nice, lovely weekend, that's what was said. So I don't understand where there's any impropriety now that needs to be investigated.
Can't hear Nia.
You are fading, Nia.
I'm not fading. Somebody is making noise. It's 40% of the people that were submitted in August. There was no new list that I heard of over that weekend.
So are you challenging the fact that the extension was based on a list being updated, or what is
actually it's not even so much challenge. Well, God knows we have enough challenges. Maybe Alex is mistaken. I just want to know where is this coming from? That was that we had the IGM was there. We were all talking. That's what happened. So what is this list that Alex
can I answer that if that's a question toward me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse
okay.
me, could you restate the question? Because it was really broken up and hard to hear.
I think whoever's making all this noise needs to stop.
Well, it doesn't have to be me to restate the question. It's somebody. Just restate the question that Alex is about to answer. So,
yes.
Alex, would you restate the question and provide a brief answer?
I'm not entirely sure what the question is.
I got it. You want me to try?
Well, I said hello.
Ah, there you are. You're much better, Nia.
Nia,
try
to clarify what the question is you're raising.
Yes. I want somebody to clarify what Alex is saying. During the in-person meeting, October 1st through 3rd, I forgot what date it was when Oracle and gave their report, supposedly 40% of the staff whose names were on that list submitted in August, right, by Berthold, those people didn't get ballots. So I'm trying to understand, what is Alex now saying? Where did this mysterious list come from or whatever? That's the 40% of the people that didn't vote.
Okay,
I'm talking about people who are not on the original stack. There are questions about people who are not on that stack. We're getting ballots claiming they were staff members and they had never been vetted properly to be staff members. There was no display of. We traditionally have a display at the station of all the that are voting in the staff election, so that if there's a question, their names could be challenged. There was no display of any of the new people that were claiming to be members after the original due date. I have no dispute with anyone who was legitimately on the list and did not get a ballot. They should have gotten a ballot. That's not what I'm talking about.
Alex, I think you've clarified the point.
Okay.
Rico.
George.
Thank you.
Could I just finish up, George?
Do you have any more time?
Well, I kept getting interrupted with all the noise and everything. It just it takes me 30 seconds.
All right. Take 30 seconds.
What Alex just said is, first of all, during the staff election and the listener election, if someone didn't get a ballot for as long as I've been around here during election time, then if the first thing that you can see is a ballot, is a member at that particular point in time, you can get a late ballot. So that argument is not even valid. I still don't understand what he is getting at.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you've asked the question. He's responded as best he could. We're going to move on in the stack. Rico?
Yes, a couple things. I think if Alex is correct, they make quorum before the due date. I agree with him on that fact. But Director Campbell has raised a concern of mine as well. The problem I have with this is that we're only taking this one source. So I would like to know if Alex has any proof to back up what he's saying. Secondly, this motion that Sean made, I think it was that we redo all the staff. I'd like to get an idea, if anybody has, how much that might cost us. Thirdly, this whole election system seems to be having one problem after another. I personally would like make a motion that we do some sort of investigation of whether there was incompetency here that's now costing us the foundation. And lastly, a point of personal privilege, I have to get off the call at 8 o'clock.
I'd like to second that motion.
Can I answer that?
Just a moment. Let me deal with the motion. I take it this is an amendment to Alex's motion, which is that an investigation. Who will do this investigation? Rico?
I don't know, but I think we need to have some sort of investigation on it just to get an idea of how well or how poorly it was run. I have no horse in this race other than.
Okay, so your motion is that some sort of investigation be launched into the conduction of this the execution of this last election. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Mr. Chair, I have a poor point of information.
Yes.
Very quickly, there was a motion by Alex.
Yes.
And then there was a motion by Sean.
Yes.
And now there's a motion with Rico. Is that
okay.
Acceptable in Robert's rules?
I don't know. I'm asking. It is. You can. When you have a substitute motion like this, you can amend either one of the two things. And this is an amendment to, Alex's motion.
I thought it was Sean's from what he had said. Because he said Sean said to redo all the staff elections. I think
you can make it to whichever you like, Rico, which it sounded more, you were talking about it, Alex, but it's sounded more appropriate to that, but if you're going to redo the elections, it sort of doesn't matter whether you do the investment. But it's your choice, Rico. What do you want to make the amendment to?
I would make it towards Alex, yes.
Okay, fine.
Can I respond to Rico's question?
I've forgotten what it was, but if you remember, sure.
If there was proof of what I was saying.
Yes, right.
Okay, if you read the statement that was forwarded to the National Board by Sean Rhodes, who's a staff member at WBAI, there were witnesses to someone bringing in a ballot for, I don't want to mention any names in an open session, for a supposed staff member who was not on any original list and is indisputably not a member of staff. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Who was next on the stack originally?
So we have... Yes, I think you're somewhere. You're next. I'm just recapturing what the what's before us. There's an amendment to Alex's motion, I would ask if it's a simple amendment. It's not a substitute. So I would ask if we can deal with that first. Would you like to speak to the amendment, which is to somehow create an investigation into this last election?
Yeah, I mean, Rico kind of took the thoughts right out of my head because what I was really going to say in both response to Alex and to Sean's motions is that, you know, my observation all along, as everyone well knows, is that these elections have been very disastrous in their conduct. And I see that there is much room for improvement, that the staff elections are particularly vulnerable because without keeping properly vetted lists and have a specific closing date by which you close those lists, obviously things like collectives can suddenly balloon at the last moment, completely skewing your results. I was in the room when they were counting the ballots at KPFK, nowhere near them, but I did happen to have a conversation with our national election supervisor last week briefly and a few people volunteering, and it came up what would the cost be to redo the staff election at K, and oh, A was coming up. That was it. It was the day that that was being dealt with, actually, and I gave her a heads up on what was going on. And anyway, she said it was $600 to redo a staff election. Okay, so if it means the difference between 3 years of bad governance or possibly a stolen election of some sort, I mean, we're talking $600 per station. That's what, $3,000 to redo it? Because they're so much smaller than the listener elections. And I have to say, I think an investigative subcommittee, you know, we have to figure out the parameters, but like one or two members, on the entire elections process, we should look at these contracts we enter into. How can we absorb all of these costs when we have no ability to stop things from going wrong as they're occurring? There's a serious flaw in the bylaws. So it's like not just what's happened in this election, but recommendations to fix this so we stop going through this, because it is far too wasteful of listener funds. It's non-productive, and it creates distrust within the community of Pacifica as to the election results. I can't even really be proud of winning, like, really well at my local station, because my fellow board members, one of them got his ballot in the mail the day after the extended deadline of October 13th. It arrived at his house on October 14th, and he's a listener member. I can only imagine, like, how bad our actual listener election was, and the staff election clearly has issues all over the network. Since it's far too expensive to redo the listener election, I would say whatever staff election.
Just a moment. Somebody said something before, and I'm wondering, was that time? We're not.
Okay. Oh, I'll gladly stop.
That is time now.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm fully in support of something that we would form as a group with a smaller group of people to not, you know, witch hunt, but to figure out what the heck went wrong and how to fix it so we don't keep doing this. That's my recommendation, because it's our money we're dealing with here, the listener money.
Okay, so you're speaking in support of the amendment. Leslie.
Well, yes. First of all, I object to the characterization of our elected governance, our elected new LSB members as bad governance. I think, frankly, that is a bad characterization that Summer has come up with.
Potentially.
That's a mischaracterization right there.
Please, Leslie has the floor. You don't have the option to jump into our conversation. Leslie, go ahead.
I have heard of none of these complaints that the staff list is padded. The staff list was available at our station. I saw it there myself. It's also available online currently. And I cannot think of any reason to redo the KPFK staff election. I have not heard these complaints. No one's come to me or to our LSB with them. What they may be whispering in hallways, I don't know. But we don't have the problems that WBAI seems to have. And I don't see any reason to upset the apple cart with across-the-board elections, redoing across-the-board elections. We have an issue if we redo them at WPFW, for instance, because PFW didn't make quorum. And what if they make quorum in a second election? Does that count? I think we're opening up a can of worms here that, frankly, we're not going to be able to contain, and we're certainly not going to be able to contain it with something like an election investigation committee. I'm still waiting on the NES's report from last year's election.
We're at 20 minutes. We're at 20 minutes.
This thing, what does that mean, Bill? Oh,
that was the time allocated for this.
This was given 20 minutes. Is there a motion to extend time?
Motion to extend by 10
minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Campbell.
When this was down at the bottom of the agenda, it was given 30 minutes. Did we change the amount of time when it moved up?
Oh, I don't know. I just took Bill's...
I'm sorry. Well, wait.
It's 30 minutes. You're correct.
Right.
You're correct.
So
we have
another 10 minutes. We have another 10 minutes anyway. So Andrea.
I find it really an insult to the staff and throughout the whole network that has to undergo all of this re-election and all of that. That is absolutely crazy. It is costly, and it's insult to the process. I would not recommend that we go along with investigating this whole system. The staff at KPFA, everybody voted. Everything was on the up and up. And so we are waiting right now for the certification of the work that has been done, the election process, so that we can move forward. I'd like to keep us on track and not to expend any more money on anything like this to investigate. This is a bad recommendation, and it's totally an insult to staff who have taken the time to vote and trying to move this whole thing forward.
Sean, for the stack, please.
Alex on the stack.
Mr. Chair, did
Alex,
you get the
I have you on for a second round. Other people haven't spoken yet.
One point of information as a seconder of the motion.
What's your point of information?
I believe it was Rico's intent that it be an investigation of the entire election process, not just the staff elections.
Thank you.
That is
even worse there.
How do you know that's his intent?
That isn't a point of information. If a point of information would be... Rico, what was your intent?
Okay, if he's still on the call, please.
I don't know that he is. He actually said
he
wasn't.
I have a point of information, George.
It's because he didn't narrow it to staff, and we're all discussing other problems as well. That's why I took that.
I'm sorry, Nia, what was that?
I have a point of information, George.
Yes, what's your point of information?
What did Renee say when you invited her to the call?
She hasn't responded to me. Tracy.
Oh, finally. Wow. Hi. It seems to me that we're kind of getting some apples and oranges mixed up here. We've been through the staff election conversation before, and with the exception of KPFA, when we're talking about list problems, what we've essentially been talking about is the fact that we measure our staff members, the unpaid ones, by how many hours they work, and we have no records of the hours that they work. I believe Ken Aaron went ahead and made a database specifically designed to solve this problem. We haven't implemented it. If we would, we would have less of these problems. I do not think that banning collectives is an answer. I do not think that relying on general manager judgment in its entirety has been the answer. And I don't think forcing our election supervisors to adjudicate this one by one has been the answer, the real answer we're not dealing with. In terms of the motion, I prefer to take signal areas one by one. In the case of KPFA, we had problems with on-air abuse of the microphones. It sounds like at BAI, they're having problems specifically regarding their list. I think it would be sensible to look at these situations one by one. The stations are not identical, and their problems are not identical. And I think perhaps the redo at all stations motion is a little too broad to be a useful recommendation to the NES.
Richard. Richard?
Mr. Chair, you do have Campbell.
I hate to pass up any opportunity to speak, but I don't think I was on there.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were. And I'm Campbell, I don't have you on here. Spoken yet on this?
No, because when I asked to be on the stack, immediately after that came up the issue about the amount of time.
Okay.
I would endorse what Tracy was saying, in that now I haven't heard anything about problems with the staff election. There were, however, some substantial problems with regard to listener member election. And Marcel, I think, would be in an outstanding position to identify those. But as far as I've heard, the staff election went smoothly. And we are concerned that a disqualified person was continued as a candidate. We are concerned that, about the distribution of the ballots, and then the candidate information. substantially after that, which, you know, very much undermined our ability to get a quorum and, you know, things of that sort. So it's, while the staff part of it does not, as far as I know, affect WPFW, the other areas of problems do affect WPFW. And if there's going to be a review of this, I think that it would be appropriate to consider the listener member selection for WPFW rather than the staff election.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken would like to?
Sean on the stack.
Yes, Sean, I don't think you've spoken.
Yes, thank you. You know, for people that say it's an insult to staff to ask for some kind of investigation or overview of what happened, I think this whole process was an insult to the foundation. I was going to make Tracy's point about Ken's Aaron's staff registry. We could take care of all of our staff problems if we would institute a staff registry, but we do need to look into all aspects of this election, not just the staff stuff. I mean, we had nominating deadlines extended without membership deadlines being extended. We had violations of the election policy put out in 2008 with only 1/6 of the promotional cards being played. You know, we had such, then we had the voting booklets put out separate from the ballots, which is a bylaws violation. Well, we need to sit down and look at all these and get a total overview. And I'm not worried about blame right now. I just want to understand exactly what happened so that it doesn't happen again, so that we don't spend $200,000 to $300,000 to come up with a disaster, folks, with a disaster that keeps us all divided. Okay? That's why we need to do, I don't care if you call it an investigation or whatever, but we need to look into all aspects of this terribly run election and try to make it better. If we don't, we're wasting our subscribers' money and we're wasting our time. Thank you.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Maybe I should give a shot at it, Mr. Chairman.
Good, Alberto.
Okay. As far as
Marcel,
Kate, as far as
I'm sorry.
Jim, I was on the stack before.
Alberto, go ahead.
Okay. As far as KPFT is concerned, in our election process, both from the listeners and the staff, we again carried a very successful elections process with no complaints from anyone. We had a sizable number of candidates, 24 for the listeners, six or seven for the staff. We met quorum. Everybody got their say on the radio station. And as far as myself and my fellow board members from KPFT, we had a very successful election because we all focused on making sure that the process went as smooth and as clean as possible, and there was no complaints, and we have finished our process, and we're ready to move on into the new administrative year at KPFT. I'm sorry that that people in the different other signal areas are having had problems, but at KPFT, we carried our elections very smoothly, thanks to our local election supervisor, thanks to our elections chairperson who's sitting here with us tonight, and thanks to the wonderful work that the team, staff, board members, and candidates did to make sure that our election process went as smooth as quicksilver. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just needed to get that out to the public.
That's 30 minutes, George.
It is.
Okay.
We have
Marcel.
We need to extend time. We have
so
Marcel and Jim and Alex wanted to speak again. Is there
and Marcel, I've never spoken.
I said you, Marcel.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Motion to extend 5 minutes.
Second.
Any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Mr. Chair, could I just request a quorum check just because I'm hearing the same voices over and over, and I want to make sure that we still have quorum.
Afia, would you call the roll, please?
Sean McNair. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Gonzalez. Sean O'Brien.
Afia, there's no need to continue. There are 21 people on this call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just wasn't sure because I was just hearing the same voices over and over. Much appreciated.